Very briefly, and we close. And by way of announcement, every service we hold here, from the beginning of the service till we close, all aspects of the service, they are produced unedited in a DVD tape. So they are always ready at the tape stand immediately we close. You can always pick a copy if you want to have record of the day's service, or you want to make reference to any aspect of the service, including the message and every other aspect. Amen. So always try to pick a copy for yourself anytime we close. Now for our text, Revelation chapter 12. And I read two verses there, verses 10 and 11. Have you opened it? Now I read in the name of Jesus Christ. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, the accuser, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. I don't know if this brother is here, Brother Bitu, the army officer. Are you here? Wave your hand. Okay, that is him there. Wave your hand again. Okay, that is him there. God bless you. Be seated. A few days ago, the young man called me or sent a text. I think you sent a text and I called you back. And in the text, a woman appeared before him. Stand up. Say the way it happened since you are here. Who am I talking for you? Say what happened.
Praise God. I was sleeping in the night. Around 1:30 a.m., a woman came to me with children in the dream. She said I should give her what belongs to her. I said, what do you have with me? She said, there is something in me, in this house, that belongs to her, that she needs it now. I said, I don't hold you anything. She said, okay, I'll see. As she just turned back, a cool struck my body and a mighty headache. That night I couldn't sleep. And it was the very day, the very day we are supposed to take communion. I managed myself to come down here. I couldn't pray when others were praying because they were hitting my head with hammers. And I keep on hearing that voice say, you must hand over that property to me. And I don't know what I owe the woman. So I decided to text pastor. I said, this is the strange voice I'm hearing. And this is first time in history to me. So I don't know what is happening to me. My head is almost cut off, pastor, before he prayed for me. And now all is gone.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that is where I am picking my exhortation from. The Bible calls Satan the accuser of the brethren. And the title of my message today is, why are you accused? Why accused? In fact, that is the title. In my sermon note, I title it, why accused? Why accused? Why accused? He is known. His title, his name, his identification, his characteristic. He is known for accusing the brethren. He's known. Why is he accusing you? As for my brother, and such is the situation for so many of us, so many believers in this church, anywhere that may be hearing me now. The only reason, one of the reasons accusing you is because you have his property. Brother Bitu, you have her property. If you don't have, he won't come. So many of us, you begin to wonder, but I have given my life to Christ. And sometimes you think, it's just okay, I don't fornicate, I don't lie, I don't steal, I don't even gossip. Every day I'm in the church. Why is this spirit not leaving me? Anywhere I go, is he following me? I see hear his voice. I have entered water baptism. I went first in redeem. I left again. I enter again in deeper life. I left again. I went in fine brother assembly. I baptized 5 times. But still, the spirit is still following me. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If he's still following you, it simply means his property. Look, if you heard what he said, Brother Peter, what he said was, he said, you are saying, I don't have your property. He said, my property is in this house. It may not be with you. You may not even know it. Okay. Let's pick a lead in the Bible. Open Genesis 31. Genesis chapter 31. This is the reason why so many people's deliverance take place, or so many people's deliverance never get to be permanent, making the Bible look as if the Bible is not true. He said, whom he has set free, whom the Son of Man has set free, has made free, shall be free indeed. Why is your own? He released you. Why are you still not released? Amen. And we are saying this because we that do deliverance, we are the ones that suffer it the more. Every day we finish. You say, Pastor, when I went back, the thing came back again. I don't know. Is my God not strong enough? I don't know why my own case is like this. You are knowing the cause now. You have his property. And as long as you hold his property, Satan, no angel can conduct that deliverance for you, because he is the accuser of the brethren, and the God that we serve is a just God. If the enemy has any reason to finish you, there's nothing God can do to stop it. Satan knows spiritual laws more than the children of God. He knows. He has been with him in heaven before he was cast down. And so many of us want to take time and study these devices of the enemy to stay free from him. We are so blind and so carried away by unnecessary distractions, and we forget where the enemy is squeezing us. Genesis 31. We know that story. But let me just read for those who read Bible only when they come to church. Let me just read it from verse 17. We know the story. In paraphrasing that story, Jacob had gone to his uncle's house, Laban, and served there. And you know all the suffering he suffered, how he was supposed to serve for 7 years. For who? For his beloved Rachel. But how the father also forewarned him, instead of giving him the wife, he served for 7 years. He made him serve again another 7 years. Making 14 years, he was being cheated. Remember, he was a fugitive. Running away from what he had committed, he stole the birthright of his senior brother Esau. He ran for his life to Laban. After all, he served his uncle. The God of his fathers remembered him and set him free from that bondage. He released him to go. He packed his two wives and his children and all his cattle that he had while with Laban and took off to go. He, as a man, Jacob, he made sure he left in a way that Laban will have nothing to accuse him of. Let's just get the story from verse 17. Genesis 31, verse 17. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to share his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. That is where the problem started. Rachel, instead of going alone, carried the images of her father. Jacob did not know. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face towards the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, what hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with a sword? Wherefore did thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and did not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with my and with sons and with trembling and with harp? And has not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters, that thou hast now done foolishly in so doing? It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. This story, every time I reach this point, I remember it is a prayer point I use. When the pastor of our neighbor church here was after us, I prayed to God. I say, God of Jacob, go and tell that man that I'm your servant. You know God can do it. You know God can do it. I say, go and tell my enemies that are planning against me. Go to them in their dream and tell them who I am. Do you know God can do it? God can do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's a prayer point for you. Anytime you see anybody disturbing you in your office, in your marketplace, anywhere, just take one day fast. Kneel down in your room and say, oh God of Jacob, who went to Laban and warned him in the night to stay away from me, go and tell my enemies who I am. Praise the Lord. He did it for Abraham with King Abimelech. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Where is that young man I asked of you, the one that traveled with Timothy? Are you back now? Where is that young man I asked of you on Friday night? The one that God, thunder struck your papa leg. Stand up if you are here. He's not here. He's not here today. Choi, when he come back, bring him, let me cane him. Brother Timothy is back. I saw Timothy. The minister, Abi, the man not come back. He's still in the village. You came back together? Oh, he's still in the village, coming back today. Okay. Why I remember him is another testimony he told me just before they traveled to his village for family deliverance. He said the landlord where he sells his market suddenly increased rent from 24,000 to 120,000. Amen. And told them, if you don't sell, pack and go. And the young man said, there are people that are ready to pay double that amount to get that shop. And everybody rushed to go and pay because the man is dreaded. And according to him, he said, no, he cannot pay that type of money. You have to pay and pay that amount for 2 years. 120,000, you pay for 2 years plus agreement. In short, come and start your tenancy afresh. You know, some of them are that wicked. And according to him, every other person was going to pay, but he doesn't have that kind of money to pay. He knelt down and prayed and told his friends, me, I'm going to pay 60,000 naira for 2 years, 120,000, and I will pay only 14,000 naira as agreement or whatever agent fee. He said, he took off, his friend was saying, that man will finish you. He said, he told his friend, come and accompany me and see my God. Them that know their God, what will happen? What will they do? Exploits. Not too many of us know our God. He is so sure. He told him, come and follow me and see my God. And he said, when he entered, the man sat down and said, hey, he said, I brought my rent. How much? He said, I'm paying 60,000 naira. This is 120. This is 14,000 for the agreement. He said, the man said, I'll be on lotion. I'll be on wearing. He said, I began to abuse him. He said, the man got so angry that he had the audacity to come to him like that when others are paid. He said, he left the seat and went and sat somewhere. He said, in his heart, he was just praying. Lord, let me see you in action. According to him, that the man was sitting down for one corner and then, he said, something like a breeze blew on the guy. He said, he did as if he closed his eyes. Whether he was meditating or praying or something like that. Sleeping. He was so angry. He said, let me think of what I would do to this man. He said something like a breeze blew. He said, and the man jumped up. I said, where is this boy? He said, bring the money. So you want to report me to your pastor, eh? Amen. He said, he told him, so you want to report me to your pastor, eh? You report, eh? He said, then he told him, he said, yes now. I have to tell him now since I don't have money to pay. He said, why should you go and report me? He said, bring the money, bring the money. And he collected the money. He said, I see the man now. He said, the man, they wear glass. He started describing me before him. But you know, I'm not the one, it's the angel of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Those that know their God, they will do exploits. That young man stood and said, I pay my tithe regularly from this same shop. Why should the devil come and mess me up? What I have is what I will give him, and he must collect it. Anyway, it happened for Laban. I just remember that as I read this verse. What verse am I now? What verse am I now? Hallelujah. Verse 29. Amen. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. And now, though thou will have needs to be gone, because thou so longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Yes, I should leave you to go, just as God has warned me, therefore I will not hurt you. But why did you steal my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou wilt have taken by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Ah, men of God, parents, children of God, be careful with the words that come out of your mouth. Because do you know Rachel died later? Rachel placed a curse. Jacob placed a curse. Because he was confident that he didn't take anything that belonged to Laban. Ha. Hallelujah. Verse what? Amen. Verse 32. Verse 31. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, okay, verse 32. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren, discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two men servant tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. That means she was having her menses. That's why she lied. And he said, but found not the images. The emphasis here, praise the Lord, is that no matter how clean Jacob thought he was, his conscience or otherwise before God and before anyone, he still had those demons pursuing him, because among him was the property of the enemy. Amen. Church, we are human beings. You know your past life. The life that we lived as unbelievers. This year, the Lord promised us that it will be a year of multiple harvests. But some of us will harvest with battles, while some will harvest easy. Amen. That demon struck our brother. He woke up with pains all over him and his head. It took me to pray on the phone for him and minister to him on the phone for that nonsense to leave him. 2 days he was suffering that until he got me on phone. Why? And his own is his head that demon hit. Your own may be your finances that he has hit. Your own, it may be your marriage that he has hit. It may be your husband that he has taken away from you, turned his heart away from you. It may be your children that he has decided to get them wayward to get at you. Hallelujah. Brother John, Anene, where are you? Are you here? John Anene? You are up there. Amen. Did you sleep last night?
Yes, I did.
Normal sleep?
Yes, sir, from 1.
From 1 till when?
Till 6:30.
Before 1, what were you doing before 1?
I was praying.
You were praying?
Yes, sir.
So not that you could not sleep, but you were praying?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And for nights, he could not sleep. Once he reaches his house to sleep, he will not be able to sleep. Amen.
Amen.
It's just luckily, God bless you, be seated. Just luckily, yesterday, I came here to work with the IT department in the night, in the evening, just before I got to my, in fact, I was already taking off to enter my car when he called me to say, since the vigil, he has not been able to sleep. He said he took a 1 hour walk to see whether he would do something to be tired so that he can lie down and sleep. He said he couldn't sleep. And that is the trend for some days now. So I quickly told him where he was. He said he lives in Festac here. I told him, come, I'm in the church now, and let's take some moments and pray with you. He came and we had to do a serious deliverance on him. That's why I just remember now to ask him. Certainly, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is something the enemy is after you for. But I thank God that anytime we call upon God, he will still come down. His mercy will still come down. And I'm happy that he was able to sleep thereafter. Praise the Lord. Because if the devil wants to make you run mad, he will stop you from sleeping. That is where it starts. And that's why we don't take that type of infirmity lightly. But whatever it is, church, you know the lifestyle you were living before. Church, what I want to achieve today is for every one of us, when we get home, sit down again and reflect in your life. Is there anything the enemy after my life can use to torment my life? To stop me from being free to enjoy the benefit of Calvary? None of us is ordained to live a life of struggle, 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 struggle. Every time, struggle, struggle. If you manage get any contract, you struggle, struggle, struggle. When you get it finished, the next one again, you start all over. Struggle, struggle, struggle. God did not ordain it to be like that. That spirit that come to talk to you audibly, to tell you, say, lie, you will die. There is a reason why he's making that claim over you. No demon can decide my destiny. Then what makes a spirit come and stand boldly before me? I'm going for interview. You say, you need to interview, they go. As you go, that's where you go come. And as you go, that's where you go come. Upon all your vigil that you made last night, something is wrong. Which property of the devil is with you? Satan has his kingdom. Christ also has his kingdom. There are properties of marine kingdom. There are properties. From marine kingdom, there are properties from marine kingdom. I have done a lot of deliverance for young girls that confess that some of these paint that people paint. I didn't say every paint. I didn't say so. I didn't say every paint because there are companies that mix chemicals to produce some of these things. But I am telling you now that in the market where you go to buy, you don't know who is selling those things. There are some of them that are agents of darkness to get a link to your life through those items they know people love so much. It's true. Therefore, when the Holy Ghost will come in this age and tell his daughters, don't wear earring. Stop painting your face. Don't wear attachment on that head. He, God knows why he's saying it. It's for your peace. It's for your peace. The property of the devil. At
touch me.
It's a property of Marine Kingdom.
It's mommy water.
Mommy water. Victor wife will say, if you see mommy water, never, never you run away. Those were their agents that were advertising that demon.
Run away. If you see mommy water, run. Run. Flee.
Not only run, flee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, there are some perfumes you use. Those perfumes contain some aroma that attract demons. They are properties of the devil. I didn't say every perfume. So don't come here smelling. Say, what happened? I don't want property of devil. I didn't say so. You must smell sweet. But I said, sit down and examine yourself. You should be sensitive enough to know, anytime I eat this food, I normally have running stomach. It's just normal. Anytime I eat this food, I know they shit again for 3 days. You know now, you should know now. Anytime I dress and put this perfume, as I go out, some things they fly, chia, 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 for my face. But if I don't put this perfume on, if I put this one, this is what happens. If I rub this cream, I see the way men, they chase me like dog. But if I rub Vaseline, nothing will happen. Now, I didn't say you should go and rub Vaseline. But I'm just saying how to identify, because the truth is, you have made up your mind to serve the Lord. You can stand and face any demon anywhere and say, I belong to Jesus. But this demon is still pursuing you. That's the area I'm going to. There is a reason. You have his property. You were a member of an occultic group. You know. You say you will not be part of them again. Pack them and burn them up. Why are you still leaving their books, their of resurrection, in your house? Why are you still leaving the letters that you used to write from the leader of your group? You still left it in your drawer. Why is it still there? Amen. The cloth that they used to initiate you that day is still hanging on your wardrobe, or you dump it somewhere in one nylon bag and threw it somewhere, but it's still in your house. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Cult. I believe that is the meaning of family deliverance. Family deliverance is to go and comb that house of every sin and unseen property of the devil planted in that house, in that compound. That's the meaning of family deliverance. Pack them and burn them up. When you leave today, there's one prayer point you will pray. Lord, any property of the devil in my house, reveal it to me. If you are sincere, he will reveal it to you. If you are sincere, he will reveal it to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anything that connects you to the accuser of the brethren, that connects you to a shrine, that connects you to a marine kingdom, that connects you directly or indirectly, put them away, or those spirits will continue to chase you. You know your mother was worshipping marine spirits. She died. You are her favorite daughter. Then he packed her cloth, give you. Now her cloth you don't use now. What do you think will happen to you? It will transfer and follow you. Amen. If there is any room in your compound that they say nobody they enter, you better leave here now and enter for your own deliverance. Anything they have kept anywhere, secret anywhere, they say nobody they enter there, it is time for you to enter and clean up that place. That may be the contact causing frustration in your life. This year is a year of multiple harvests, and you must be partaker of that multiple harvest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you go to Genesis chapter 35, shortly after that, there was another instance again. Because Jacob had learned enough now. Amen. Verse 1. Genesis 35, verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. See the next thing Jacob told his family. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, read it together, shall we go? Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Okay, let me finish the reading. Praise God. Verse 3. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I'll make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their sisters. What? Earrings. What did they give him? Earrings. If you know Sabi Kolam. I read verse 4 again. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. So there can be a time where a whole household can give off all their strange gods and all their earrings. Amen. The emphasis in that verse is strange God. The word emphasis there is strange. Strange. Why did he call it strange? It is strange to you, but it is some other person's property and inheritance. Idol worshippers, that is what belongs to them. But we are not idol worshippers. Therefore, anything pertaining to idol in our camp is a strange property. Strange because we are a peculiar people with a peculiar culture from a peculiar nation. We are not of this world. There are certain things here that are strange to Christians. There are certain lifestyles that are strange to Christians. A Christian, for instance, cannot go to beer parlor to sit down and drink beer. It is strange to see a Christian going to a nightclub. It is strange. It's strange. It is strange for a Christian man or woman to dance Makossa music. It's strange. That is not our style, our kind of music. Amen. It is strange for a Christian to be seen in some of these worldly things. It is strange, for instance, for a Christian to go, a beautiful Christian sister, it is strange to go and be partaker or participate in a beauty contest. The way they do it, go and naked yourself and wear pants, if that is pants, and display all you have. Oh, you are a fine girl. Oh, beautiful girl. That is out there. Is this the Philistines that do that? It's the Philistines. Children of Abraham can't be partaker of that. There are people that are identified with earrings,
Judges chapter 8 tells us that earrings were part of the nation of Ishmaelite. Ishmaelites were known for their earrings, not the children of Isaac. Why? Because earring is a symbol of a slave. And Ishmael is the product of a slave. A slave woman gave birth to him. So he was a slave. So they have to be wearing a ring to differentiate them from those that came from the family of those of the promise, children of promise. The children of Isaac has to be, they have to show a difference between Isaac and Esau. What do you call him? Ishmael. So that when you see somebody going on the road, you will know this one is from Isaac. This one is from Ishmael. What was the difference? It was a ring. Now, this is not the type of gospel some people like to hear. Some fine, very Holy Ghost filled sisters, tongue speaking sisters. Oh, just preach love. Just preach love. That's why I like my pastor. He's always preaching love. When you go to brother assembly, I always criticize him. Ha! Yes! That type of church, it is their property. But this type of church, we don't wear earrings. We know our root. We know where we're coming from. We're children of the free woman. Come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sins. Strange God. Strange. It is strange for a Christian woman to dress in the street and leave her stomach open. It is strange. It is strange for a Christian woman to dress and live with sleeveless dress so that they can see her breast from the corner of her armpit. It is strange. It is strange. It is strange for a Christian woman to put any of this masquerade hair. What do you call it? All those attachments. You're an African woman, you want to look like an Indian woman. God, he gave you short hair. You say no. You go and carry and put. And then out there in the world, they are accepted. But in the church, the Holy Ghost rejects that. The Holy Ghost rejects it. In this age, it is thus said the Lord. There is the attire of a harlot. And there is the dressing, the appearance, the dress of the bride. Why do you want to copy harlots? Why do you want to copy prostitutes? Who don't want to remain faithful to the Lord? It's because they are not part of the bride. They are concubines. They know who else they want to attract. Our allegiance is to our spiritual husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Take note of verse 5. After they put away the strange gods, and they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. That is where I am going. When the property of the devil was with them through Rachel, the enemy pursued them. But now that they put away all the strange gods, including earrings, the Bible says their terror was around all the cities they passed by. Anywhere Jacob was passing, the whole city would be afraid, shaking. And the Bible says, nobody pursued them anymore. No Laban can pursue them. No demon can pursue them. No Philistine can pursue them. No Syrian can pursue them. No Moabite can pursue them. Why? Because the prince of this world cometh, but if we find nothing in me, says the Lord. He has no reason to pursue you. Amen. Why? Because once you put away all these strange things, the glory of God covers you. In the IT
were teaching a particular program yesterday, and the face of a sister was showing. I told Shile, I said, this particular sister, do you see her? I said, did you notice what I noticed? I said, anytime you see that girl, you see the glory of God all around her. He told me, he said, he has observed it too. And I told him, I said, that is a girl that has made up her mind, she must go to heaven. Amen. For that kind of glory to come upon her, certainly she has remained permanently yoked with heaven. And every true Christian, that same glory is supposed to be all around us. So that anybody that comes around you, they are careful with you. They are careful with you. A young girl was telling me her testimony also on Friday evening. She will not, I must make this comment now too. See, anytime you are expecting anything, listen, anytime you are expecting anything, you go and pray and the word of the Lord says, go, it is done. Maybe expecting business, particularly those who are looking for a husband. Every time you pray that type of prayer and expectation, the first set of men that come to you, normally they are not the real ones. Amen. Devil will first send his own. If she's in expectation, then send one agent of darkness. Say, hi, I love you. Then you say, oh, no man don't tell me, say he loved me before. Oh, now so God they answer prayer. I must marry. This is my time. Meanwhile, it's not the one. This particular sister, the man, he said, this man is so fine. Very, very fine. One girl, sister, told me yesterday that one guy has approached her for marriage. I don't pray for him for marriage, though. He said, one guy don't come. He described the guy for me. I know him too. He said, but daddy, I don't like him. I said, why? He said, I don't like his mouth. She's here now. She's hearing me. Amen. It's okay. Her problem is mouth. Everybody getting problem. A man is dying for a sister. She look in mouth. Now in mouth he look. This other sister said, she said, this man was so nice. But each time in her dream, God will be showing her that man is horrible. You are playing with danger. She will wake up. She will see the man. But I like him. I like him. And I told her something. I said, sometimes, praise the Lord, this is how God works. Amen. What you want may not be what God wants for you. Amen. And sometimes who God has chosen for you may not be the kind of person you want. But every child of God wants to be sure that it is the Father that is telling me, giving me this one. We want to walk in God's perfect will. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And see the grace of God until the day she finally discovered that he belonged to a cult. And then she now confronted him and she had to tell him, and he had to tell her that I can't hurt you. You don't even seem to know who you are. That means he has tried. But there is a protection around her. That same protection is around every one of you. Every true child of God, witches, they know it. Occultic people, they know it. But it is we that don't know it. And so we live our lives anyhow. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? That's what the Bible says. Who can condemn you when Jesus has set you free? When the Bible says we are purchased possession of God, it is total. Then, why is your own case different? Why is that demon pursuing you up and down? Strange gods. Strange gods here include three things. One, strange attachments. You get yourself attached with the kind of friends that you have. You get yourself yoked. The Bible said that we should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. A Christian, your best friend is an unbeliever. Shame on you. You are playing around fire. And when that fire burns you, where will you cry to? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, now. Strange friends. Strange dresses, like I have mentioned. Samson and Delilah. Of all the Christian sisters, brother, you must marry from your village. So you phone your mama in the village. Mama, get me one girl. Now the girl where the mama like, he go bring for you, Abby. Is that girl going to live with mama or live with you? You know, gone are those days. Look, civilization now has moved from analog to digital. So it is also in the selection of husband. Gone are those days where you remain in Lagos and tell them in the village to bring wife for you. That is too primitive. We are past that style. You go, that you tell here, then they package you for a man abroad that you don't know. They are packaging you here for their brother. Why are you interested? It's abroad. You don't care what he's doing abroad. You don't care his spiritual background. You are just going to yoke yourself to something that once you enter, you can't get out. You go and enter and sentence your hell to perpetuate your life to perpetual hell abroad. Abroad. That's why our brothers are still single here, because you are not abroad. If you greet any sister here now, you know, greet answer you. If you land London tomorrow, phone her. She will change. Yoke yourself with that type of stranger. It's a stranger. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Also, strange character. Put that away from you if your life must move forward. There are characters that are strange in Christianity. Christians don't gossip. It is strange for a Christian to gossip. It is strange. It is strange for a Christian not to forgive. A Christian with an unforgiving heart, spirit, is strange. It's strange in Christianity. We are known for love. We are known for easy. It's so easy for us to forgive and move our lives forward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Christians, it is strange to hear that the servant of God is caught in fornication. He said there are some things that should not even be made mention among us. To hear that a Christian brother went to sleep with a Christian sister, he says, should not even be mentioned. It is strange. It's strange for you to go and visit your Christian brother. Visit your fiance, or call him brother. These days, you have no right to even call somebody your fiance or fiancee until you have made introduction to your parents. You can't say this is my fiance because you met him yesterday. Before you say, see, church, your courtship reaches a point where you will tell the sister, you can call her my fiance, she can, my fiance, my fiance. You can call one another like that. Only when your parents have seen him. His parents have seen you. It is from then your courtship begins. Because to start with, the evidence that he's serious with you is that he will take you there. If he doesn't take you there, praise the Lord, he is only trying to flirt around with you. So he should stop introducing you to his friends until he's ready to take you to his parents. If not, he's only trying to spoil your market. He's spoiling your market, though. Because you don't know that serious brother that is still eyeing you. Since last month, every day is a visit to you. After service, he will come himself to you. They work out, they go. For the past 1 month, in Papa's name, you never even know. You are saying, oh yeah, come and meet my uncle, the one they live with for Lagos. You say, wait, the time is coming. The time is coming, the man is spoiling your market. Serious people, he's pushing away. He cannot call you his fiancée. Even if he's buying recharge card for you every day. Even if he's buying cloth for you, he's giving you money every day. That is black market. Thank you. That's black market. Praise the Lord. Because Proverbs chapter 26 verse 2. Amen. Says trouble will not come to you except there is a reason, for a cause, causeless, shall not come. Anything that is disturbing you that refuses to go, there is a reason. One of the reasons is what we are addressing now. One of the reasons. There are other reasons, so, but this is the commonest reason, is that a strange property is with you. Property of the devil. Sometimes it may be the house you are living in. Your landlord has put something in that house. So even the compound you are rented, go and search. Any ungodly thing hanging anywhere, as they hung it there secretly, you too go secretly and remove it and burn it. Go and remove it and destroy it. Satan will come to every occupant of that house and make demands. Where my property? Why are you binding me every night? Let me get this house. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Keeping strange things like that breaks covenant. Let me close on that note. It breaks covenant. If you read Joshua chapter 1, God had told Joshua, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. He said, anywhere you will step thy foot, on any ground you step your foot, he said, he, God, has given it to you for a possession. Amen. In every battle, he promised he will go with him. If you read it from verse 1, the book of Joshua. And so they moved into Canaan, Jericho, and the other cities. They destroy them. But there was another battle for a very small village called Ai. And as they got there, when the spies went and saw, they came back. They said, they are too small. Let's just get maybe some 3,200 soldiers. We don't have to go all our soldiers. There are very few. But unknown to them, Achan brought some strange thing in the camp of Israel. Brought some strange idol. Whatever that idol is that will make an Israelite go and sneak it and come and keep it. Ha! Unknown to Joshua and to other soldiers, they were going as before. This small group of people dealt with them, and hundreds of them died that day. They went again. Fear came. This small group of people dealing with people who are, whenever they are moving, the nations get afraid of them. This small village finished them. Joshua knew better. Something is wrong. And we know the story. How they discover later that Achan kept some strange thing. Strange thing. What was it that he brought? A Babylonish garment. A Babylonian garment. You see what I mean now? So, it means the Babylonians had an identity with the type of dress they wear. No matter how beautiful it looked on the Babylonians, it is strange in the camp of Israel. I'm talking to spiritual people. I'm talking to spiritual people. There are some people, no matter how you open the Bible to show them, they are hearing the right ear, it is coming out of the left ear. It doesn't matter. This man is too strict. That's making Christianity hard in Nigeria. You go abroad, see how Christianity is prospering there. I live in London. I live in America. I travel all over the world. I see Christians. You people, everything African is hard. Ha! There is a way that seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof is what? The way of destruction. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I used to tell the people, you see, I don't have money to buy a ring for my wife. How much a ring they cost? After all, there are different grades. Eh? Praise the Lord. I can use 100 naira and buy a ring and put something where they shine there that will look like diamond. At least she go feel wear like 1 month before the thing fade now. When diamond people they go, she go wear now. Who is that? I say, pastor's wife. So if you say I don't get money, I can have 400 naira, 100 naira and buy a ring. That's the truth now. So it's not money. It's not money, oh. Or don't think that my wife is too fat to wear a trouser. I have seen fatter women that wear trousers. That's not the reason. It is because the Holy Ghost says so. In this age, it's a Babylonish garment. And don't bring it to this church, because it will affect the move of God in the church. Don't claim to be a member of this church. Don't be a worker in this church. Don't join any group in this church if you are still putting on attachment, wearing a ring, wearing trousers, and wearing sleeveless dresses. Don't put that on in your heart or physically and come and join any group here. You will disturb the move of the Spirit. Babylonish garments. Babylonish garments. We don't want our prayers here to be in vain. 24 hours, people are praying in this church for the life of the people to move forward in fasting. There must be testimony. People's lives must change. It must change. It must change. Therefore, let no Babylonish garment come into our midst. Let no strange god smuggle into our midst in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't finish. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. And surely, yes, a mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I will see you on a special program for the fruit of the womb. Husband and wife, come together on Wednesday. Husband and wife, I'll be waiting for